319-366-1600.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Bromelkamp Show.
A lot of it is the desire to be in that moment. It's something I've always looked forward to. You know, you're not going to come through every time, but when you do, it feels good.
Brewers outfielder Ryan Braun after his walk-off home run against the Cardinals last night. Not trolling, Alex. We're going to be talking Cardinals baseball with Chris Raby of KMOX in St. Louis coming up to kick off hour number two. Speaking of baseball, Chris Whalen from the Iowa baseball team is with us at the bottom of the hour. The Hawkeyes in action right now at Duane Banks Field, taking on Grandview for a midweek game before a big Saturday through Monday series with Ohio State. 6 o'clock showdown on the line tonight. We've got tickets to an upcoming Cedar Rapids Colonels game. Colonels are kicking off their 2018 Midwest League season tomorrow on the road against the Quad Cities River Bandits. Home opener is this Saturday, 5 o'clock, Veterans Memorial Stadium. We'll play Guess the Quarterback with Alex Kuhn and a very special presentation, all within the first. Well, not all within the first 15 minutes. The presentation will be within the first 15 minutes of the show today. That, and we've got tickets to the Counting Crows concert in September. It's going to be at the U.S. Cellular Center. The pre-sale is underway now at Ticketmaster.com. You can win these tickets from us tonight. It won't cost you a thing. Just maybe a little bit of your time and perhaps some of your dignity. It's the Todd Bromelkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn. Alex, what's up?
That should be the motto for our show. It might cost you a little bit of your time and some of your dignity, but it's worth it. I like it, Todd. Not a whole lot is up today. The sun is out. It's still a bit chilly, but I do see that the weather's about to turn. You know how fixated I am on that. They're playing baseball somehow at Duane Banks Field. We caught up with Chris Whalen a little earlier today, and much better outlook on today than yesterday.
Yeah, there's really no good way to go about this when the game is at 4 o'clock and you have to play the interview at some point during the night. So I'm not a huge fan of that, but it is what it is. And I wanted to have him on the program and get caught up with him this week. And Chris Whalen, for those of you who don't know, injured his arm in September of last year during Iowa's Pro Day workout for Major League Baseball team. Sorry to bring up Pro Day,
it's
Alex.
Okay.
I know
it's okay.
If you were listening to yesterday's program, you know that Alex's brother's Pro Day at Memphis didn't necessarily go the way that anyone was hoping to. How's the hamstring?
He'll be fine in a week. So
hammy's going to be fine in a week.
Yeah, he's fine. I did find it interesting, though, that The used goods thing came up because I found out that there's another center prospect who's been dealing with a hamstring injury who might go in the first round. You know why James Daniels has not run the 40 at either the Pro Day or the Combine?
I'm going to go ahead and connect the dots here. Does he have a hamstring issue?
He does.
Okay. Well,
I wouldn't call... Mel Kuhn Jr. doesn't think that he's used goods. He's a heck of a football player.
So
high motor.
Chris Whalen at Iowa's Pro Day last year in September injured his arm, needed Tommy John surgery. It was only a 4 or 5 month recovery time for a position player. He's back on the diamond, missed the first, I think, 17 games of the year this season for the Hawkeyes. 14 games? 14 games, Kyle says. And is back out there now and hasn't missed a beat hitting in the heart of the Iowa lineup. So you'll hear from him coming up at the bottom of this hour. We also have some audio yesterday from new Iowa running backs coach Derek Foster, which we did not get to, and we're going to have that for you today as well. But first, I promised everybody a special presentation, and I'm going to deliver here. This has nothing to do with the Masters, by the way.
I have somebody no idea what's going on right now.
Somebody is making a grand entrance into the studio right now. That somebody would be our producer, Kyle, who was, on the basis of his selection of Villanova as the NCAA champion this year.
Oh, okay.
the winner of the interoffice pool. And since gambling is illegal at Bushwood, I'm going to present Kyle with these 60 coupons, good for, well, whatever you want to use those 60 coupons for. Take us inside the selection of Villanova as the champion.
I thought they were just the best team. Really good offensively, and they also engage defensively. They're led by a senior point guard. They've got NBA talent around him. It was just a really good, really well made up team.
Now, here's the issue, and every year I talk about this. I don't want to do the pool every year because this happens every year. There is still about $20 outstanding.
Really?
And I am a man of my word. I paid out. I have paid in coupons. I don't want law enforcement or the Internal Revenue Service monitoring. We know
they have to have better things to do. I'm just saying.
Well, you would think. When I was in college, I took my taxes to get done at an area tax service, shall remain nameless, and it may have not necessarily have been the most up-and-up tax preparer, and I was assured three or four times by the, I hope he was an accountant who was doing my taxes, who said I had no fear of being audited because I was quote-unquote small potatoes. And which is true, I don't think the government would want to come after a 20-year-old college student who umpired some baseball games in the summer and had to declare that as income.
Was it a shot to the heart, though, a little bit?
Small potatoes. No, that's, believe me, I have been called a lot worse. So, and we know, you never know who's monitoring or listening to the program, because if you've been listening to us for the last couple of days, you know that Armin Katane is going to be on the program with us tomorrow. He's got a brand new book out. Yes, Armin Katane, the longtime CBS sports reporter. He's got a brand new book out. He co-authored about Tiger Woods, who I'm being told is playing in a golf tournament this week somewhere in the South. Today, we got an email, and I say we. I got it. You got it.
It was addressed to you.
It was addressed
Kyle,
to me.
Scott, and myself were CC'd in this email.
Yes. So it came to four people here at the station, and from a member of Tiger Woods' inner circle.
According to the New York Times.
According to the New York Times. A member of Tiger Woods' inner circle.
One of the three most trusted people in Tiger Woods' life.
One of his bros. And we got an email today from said inner circle member that just wanted to set the record straight about interviewing Armin Katane tomorrow and all of the inaccuracies that are in his new book about Tiger Woods. So I have a feeling we're going to have some high-profile listeners tomorrow, so I'm trying to figure out what can we do for these high-profile listeners. I know Mike Halas, speaking of high-profile listeners, Mike is going to be tuning in tomorrow. He said he was very excited that we were going to have Armin on the program with us. And that's all. Not all we have on tomorrow. Toby Gardenhire, manager of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, will be with us as well. But I feel as if maybe there's the intense spotlight of pressure tomorrow, knowing that a member of Tiger Woods' inner circle is either listening tomorrow during the interview or will be listening online at KGYMradio.com.
Is that going to make you have that tone going in your ear? That I don't know. That pressure sound in your head.
I may
the
not
entire
sleep
time?
Tonight, not knowing what a member of Tiger Woods' inner circle is going to think about us talking to Armin Katane about this controversial book, which is just a rehash of old stories and secondhand news, which was a tremendous, tremendous Fleetwood Mac song back in the day. You can hear it across the hall. Our friends from Smart FM. I see Rick
Swan.
Should
be the name of our show.
Rick Swan through the window. Secondhand news? No. No. So I'm looking forward to this. I'm reading the book right now. I'm about halfway through it. And looking forward to making more progress tonight when I get home after my son goes to bed. I think it's interesting, and most of the stuff in there is stuff that you already know about Tiger Woods. There's a very controversial story, and I say controversial in air quotes because Tiger's camp does not like the story, but it involves Tiger playing a round of golf with former President Bill Clinton. And I'll leave it at that. So, I'm going to have Armin on the program tomorrow, and we're going to ask him what he thinks of all of this blowback from the Tiger Woods camp. Now, speaking of Tiger, he tees off tomorrow at about 9:42. I think it's 11 minutes after Zach Johnson takes the tee box in Augusta. Our poll question today happens to do with said golf tournament in the South, the Masters. Who wins? We give you several options. Zach is not one of them. There are Johnsons on the poll, just not Zach. You can vote now, KGYMRadio.com. It is brought to you, as it is every day, by our friends at Emil's Hideaway. You can check them out on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. I asked at the beginning of the program, people are chiming in already on the Hurtin and Stocker text line, does Tiger need the Masters more this week, or does the Masters tournament need Tiger more this week? I would say Tiger definitely needs the Masters more than the tournament needs Tiger. People are going to watch the Masters. Now, will more of them watch if Absolutely. Tiger is in contention? Yes. But if we're to buy into this epic comeback, the Tiger really is back, and I wince every time I use Tiger and back in the same sentence because he's had back issues. If we're really going to buy into this, he's got to borrow from the parlance of Tim Polasek yesterday in Iowa City, he's going to have to take the pajamas off and put his big boy pants on, which I think on page 287 of Armin Katane's book, he talks about Tiger taking his pants off. And so, was it a Waffle House waitress, an IHOP waitress? You, Nash, will know the whole story. He's waiting to get his hands on that book after I'm done reading it. But Tiger's going to have to put his big boy pants on this week and come to play. And I'm not ashamed to admit this. I talk openly about this every year. I'm not a golf guy. And I know a number of people who listen to the station are really big into golf. I'm not. But for 1 week a year, I like to pretend that I am. And this is that 1 week of the year where I will be dialed into the Masters Mosaic on Sunday on my television provider. Always going to be tiptoeing carefully around talking about how and where you watch your TV. I understand that. But I'm going to be dialed in this weekend. I'd like to see Zach do well. I'd like to see Tiger do well just for the purpose of making this interesting. I'm more of a Phil Mickelson guy, always have been. I've liked Phil more than Tiger. I can't really tell you why. Jordan Spieth intrigues me. He's sort of, I don't necessarily know whether you want to say he's slumping, but he's dropped off a little bit from where he was a couple years ago when he was the phenom, the next Tiger.
Look what's happening. Tiger Woods playing in the Masters has us talking golf before the Masters, not after the final Sunday on that Monday after the Masters. We're talking about golf prior to the Masters, and a lot of people...
Well, if we weren't talking about the Masters this week, we wouldn't be doing our job.
Well, no, I get that, but the interest level when he is playing, not from golf fans, but from everybody else, is much higher. And I can't remember a Masters in the past few years that had this amount of intrigue with Tiger Woods in the top five and odds to win the tournament. I think it's gonna be huge for the ratings, not only on Sunday, but Thursday, Friday, and Saturday as well. And the Masters and golf are going to get a huge bump. So back to that question. Does Tiger need the Masters, or do the Masters need Tiger? I can pretty much say equally that they both need each other. If we're going to believe that Tiger is back, and I'm not going to say that he needs to win the tournament, but if he finishes in the top five, it's safe to say that he three times is a trend, that he is starting to play good golf again. And just by virtue of him being there, the Masters and golf are going to get a huge ratings boost this weekend. So I think it's equal either way.
You know, the only reason that I paid Kyle the money in advance of collecting it from everybody, I'm sorry, gave him the coupons that I did, is the fact that he owes us a lunch from the pick six, and he specifically said he was very cocky and arrogant about it about a week ago leading up to the Elite Eight. Hey, if I win, pay me the money and I'll take you guys out to lunch. So the money has been procured, the coupons have been procured, and now we await. Now we've got to wait until we're skating at full strength again, and Mark Dukes is in the penalty box for a while, which is unfortunate, and we wish Duker the best. We want to have him back. Hope he's able to view the Masters. We may or may not have found a replacement for Mark on his and Scott's bowling team,
I think,
though.
We did.
Because you'll hear Chris Whalen coming up at the bottom of the hour talk about a tremendous bowling game with his opposite hand while recovering from Tommy John surgery, which I think would almost make him the anchor of the Rusty Nails. See, I didn't get a chance. I don't know whether we're making up for Bowling Night in America talk on the gym class or not, since they did Caddy Smack today. I like to think that this is an added value, a little bit of a throw-in for our friends at May City. But I don't think you'll see Chris Whalen on the lanes anytime soon. He's too busy occupying his time with Grandview today at Duane Banks Field. A very chilly Duane Banks Field, although the sun is out. It's not that terrible.
Well,
I would watch a baseball game in this weather.
And I asked Chris about this, and you'll hear in a second.
I'm disturbed when it comes to the sport.
Could you imagine having arm issues and coming back from Tommy John surgery, and your first few games are in 35-degree weather? That cannot be fun.
You know, I'm taking a look at the Hertin & Stocker text line, 319-366-1600, Hertin & Stocker, Iowa City's most trusted jeweler for over 70 years. What does everybody want to talk about right now? A one-off reference to Fleetwood Mac, and now the text line is discussing the greatest Fleetwood Mac songs, albums, and affairs within the band of all time. Every day, you folks who listen to this program, not just a select few of you, all of you, you never cease to amaze me. I love you to no end. You're talking Tiger, you're talking Cardinals, Brewers, walk-off home run last night. Alex is trying to avoid any talk of the Cardinals and the Brewers game last night. Carlos Martinez throwing tonight, by the way, for the Cardinals in the rubber match. You can talk all of that, and you make one comment about one song, one album, and then the text line just takes off. That and coupons, which, again, I'm now pronouncing it the way that I believe. What was the stat that I had?
It was 67% or something like that.
I think 66% of the United States pronounces the word coupon instead of coupon. And so, I said coupon, and I was relentlessly torn down and bullied on the text line. And so now, you see, you folks have gotten your way. You've made me change the way that I say or pronounce a word. It starts with just one small drop of water, and it ends with an ocean. 422. No idea what that even means. We're going to step aside and take a quick timeout when we return. The victorious Kyle Mann will bring you your first big board of the day. And coming up bottom of the hour, you'll hear from Chris Whalen of the Iowa baseball program. Hawkeyes in action at Duane Banks Field, taking on Grandview as we speak. Back with more after this.
Now through Sunday, get the best deals on everything for another rockin' biking season at Hall Bicycle. Save big on all Trek bikes over $300, including hybrid, mountain, road, and electric assist bikes. Plus, get 20% off any accessory you need for fun, fast, safe, and comfortable cycling. Get ready to ride now through Sunday at Hall Bicycle, 419 2nd Avenue in downtown Cedar Rapids, or online at hallbicycle.com. Serving cyclists since 1898.
25 years and counting. Counting Crows. The 25-year celebration. September 18th, U.S. Cellular Center. Tickets on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com, the venue box office, or charge by phone. Counting Crows. 25 years and counting. Produced by Live Nation.
Nothing quite like owning a high-end tool. Well, actually, maybe there is. How about saving up to 15% on that tool? It's the Acme Tool Sale this Friday and Saturday. Save on more than 60 of the world's best brands. Register to win a tool valued at $600. And talk shop with reps who are sure to have the best tips. Don't miss the Acme Tool Sale this Friday and Saturday. Do your best work.
There are still companies that care. Companies that have your back. Companies that provide stability for you and your family. PMX Industries in Cedar Rapids is one of those companies. You can start at $17.27 an hour with great benefits you'd expect from a company that treats you like family. Sometimes it's the small things like holiday parties, summer picnics, and movie parties that speak volumes about your work family. Learn more about the PMX family at ipmx.com.
Back to the Todd Bromelcamp Show, right here on KGYM.
You keep using language like that, and you're going to find yourself out of a job.
425, it is, of course, par 3 day at the Masters. Keeping an eye on the goings-on at Augusta. It's on the bucket list. It's one of the things that I would like to do, and I don't know whether I'll ever get the chance. A good friend of mine, a couple years ago, the year that Bubba Watson one was able to take in the Sunday round, the championship round at Augusta, and I have a family members that go every year as part of a father-son trip, but no, Badger Mike on the text line, we cannot extend it to 5 weeks of me being a golf person. The other majors do not interest me. And which one is in St. Louis this year that you sucked up to UNASH and got him the passes to?
The PGA Championship.
The PGA Championship. Just does nothing for me. But there's something about the Masters, which came about, the history of the Masters ties in closely to baseball, because it was basically put on as an event to give many of these writers something to cover as they were taking their trains back north at the end of spring training. So baseball and the Masters sort of go hand in hand, and maybe that's the only reason why I really care about it, other than the fact that when you grow up and you're watching all of these sports events on TV, there's just something about that golf course where you see Amen Corner and you see the azaleas and just the breathtaking beauty of it all. It's hard not to get pulled in. And speaking of golf courses, Finkbine, as I understand it, is open for business. I got that email from the University of Iowa the other day, and I know we've got several other area golf courses that are up and running as well. So 'tis the season to hit the links. One of the Iowa golfers, the women's golfer, named the Big Ten Golfer of the Week this week. So a little bit of news there from the Iowa Golf Program. Congratulations going out to her. We've got Kyle in the studio. He's figuring out a way to spend those coupons. He's also figuring out a way to bring you your next big board.
Iowa baseball had its start time modified again for its game with Grandview this afternoon. They just got started at 4 instead of 3 at Duane Banks Field in Iowa City. Freshman Trenton Wallace got the start and just gave up a home run in the second, so Iowa trails 2-0. The softball team was supposed to be in action today as well, but they too have had to make some scheduling changes and had to postpone today's game against UNI. It will be made up, but no date has been announced yet. They also tweaked the upcoming weekend series with Wisconsin, moving Game 1 to Saturday to make a doubleheader beginning at 1:30, and Game 3 will still be on Sunday. I told you a little bit about it last week, but it's become official. The United World Wrestling World Cup is going to be held at Carver Hawkeye Arena this weekend, and six-time defending champion Iran will not be there in attendance because of a disagreement with United World Wrestling, and the Russians also will not be participating because of a he-said-she-said struggle over travel visas. The first state soccer rankings were released yesterday. City High is 4th in Class 3A, followed by Prairie 5th, Cedar Rapids, Washington 7th, and Iowa City West 12th. Xavier is the top-ranked team in 2A, and Marion is 5th. And in 1A, it's Regina ranked 1st, Solon 4th, and Benton 10th. The Rough Riders have a game here in Cedar Rapids tonight, hosting the Madison Capitals at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena at 7. There's only 5 games remaining in the season and just 4 left at home, so if you have yet to catch a game this season, get there while you still can. And tonight after the show, there's really nothing going on, so we're going to toss it to ESPN's nationally syndicated programming.
Patrick Corbin, the former Cedar Rapids Colonel, pitching a heck of a game for the Arizona Diamondbacks. He's got a career-high 11 strikeouts through seven innings. The Diamondbacks taking on the Dodgers right now. We'll take a peek at the Major League scoreboard coming up before the top of the hour. Chris Whalen of the Iowa Baseball Program, we caught up with him earlier today. You'll hear our interview with him momentarily. Chris Raby of KMOX in St. Louis. He's joining us at 5 o'clock. The 6 o'clock showdown on the way tonight. Tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels and the Clinton Lumber Kings on Sunday, April 15th. And a whole lot more. Stick with us. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, just ask your delivery guy. Or the guy who built your delivery guy's house. Or the guy who laid the highway for the guy who built your delivery guy's house. Ford Commercial Vehicles can handle the job. During commercial vehicle season, save on Transit, Transit Connect, E-Series, Super Duty, and Medium Duty trucks. Ford Trucks and Vans. Year after year, America's best-selling line of commercial vehicles because they're built Ford tough.
Claim based on IHS Market calendar year 1985 through 2017. U.S. TIP registrations excluding registrations to individuals. See your dealer for details.
Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. The 4,000 ASC-certified technicians at Firestone Complete Auto Care will tell you there's nothing wrong with being a cog in a well-oiled machine. Head into Firestone Complete Auto Care and get $15 off a synthetic blend oil change.
Valid April 2nd through April 8th. Most vehicles. Additional fees may apply where lawful. Subject to restrictions available at driveafirestone.com.
Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. Ty Lue will be back on the sideline coaching the Cavaliers tomorrow night against the Wizards. Lue missed nine games with chest pains, lack of sleep, and other health issues. Before trading wideout Brandon Cooks to the Rams, the New England Patriots tried to sign Cooks to a long-term deal. That from ESPN's Adam Schefter. Cooks has only this year left on his current deal, and now it's the Rams who will try to sign him. The Masters starts tomorrow, and for the first time in 3 years, the tournament will include Tiger Woods. 18-time major champ Jack Nicklaus believes Woods is in a good place.
His mind is good, and so that and particularly, it's right now, it's really hungry.
Right.
He hasn't played for a while, and all of a sudden he says, man, I can play again. I'm going to be ready, and that's what he's doing. I think that's fantastic.
Jack Nicklaus on Golic and Wingo, where you'll hear Gary Player at 7 a.m. Eastern tomorrow here on ESPN Radio. Baseball finals today. The Yankees beat the Rays 7-2. Giancarlo Stanton with a two-run homer. Astros win their fifth in a row 3-2 over the Orioles.
You know, when something's so obvious, they call it a no-brainer? Well, here's a big one. Barbasol is finally making razors. Introducing the Barbasol Ultra 6 Plus. It's got six ultra-thin blades for a close, comfortable shave. You can go to Barbasol.com right now and save some money. That's a no-brainer, too.
Snoring. It's not funny. And it's definitely not normal. It's actually a sign that you're not breathing properly while you sleep. And you're probably ruining your partner's sleep as well. If you have a blocked or narrow nose, then you're more likely to open your mouth to breathe, resulting in the loud, noisy sounds of snoring. But now, thanks to an Australian innovation called Mute, the answer to your snoring problem may be right under your nose. Mute is an easy-to-use and comfortable nasal dilator that sits inside the nose and supports your airway, keeping it open while you sleep. It helps you breathe more easily through your nose, so you can keep your mouth closed. In trials, 75% of couples reported a reduction in snoring when using Mute, allowing them both to enjoy a better night's sleep. Mute is available now at Walgreens, GNC, or your local drugstore. Find your nearest store at mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more. Snore less. Sleep better.
Looking for today's hottest wellness trends? Visit GNC, where you'll get them for less thanks to our buy one, get one half off deal. Save on black seed oil, turmeric, and milk thistle. Or mix and match Vitapack programs, male performance, probiotics, fish oil, and more. Our premium GNC brand products go through up to 150 quality checks and are the highest quality wellness solutions and supplements in the industry. But hurry, this buy one, get one half off deal is only available for a limited time. GNC, live well.
Day one for a new employee. Instead of joining in productively, they face a confusing, disjointed process and piles of paper forms. With Kronos, you can automate the entire onboarding process, creating a better experience for employees and freeing you to focus on the human part of your job. HR, payroll, talent, and timekeeping in one unified system, all with a proven implementation approach and simplified, transparent pricing. Learn more at kronos.com/onboarding. Kronos, workforce innovation that works.
Back to the Todd Bromelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
If you're not completely satisfied, simply return the unused portion for a full refund. No questions asked. It's our way of saying thank you.
Welcome back in the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, coming your way on all three KGYM frequencies, 1600 AM, the historic main gym heard all across eastern Iowa, 106.3 FM, our south gym in Iowa City, and 107.5 FM, the north gym in Cedar Rapids. Speaking of Iowa City, the Iowa baseball team has a big Big Ten series this weekend with Ohio State. Had to move some things around because of the forecasted cold temperatures. They're going to play the Buckeyes Saturday, Sunday, and Monday right now, but joining us on the program, one of the catalysts in Rick Heller's lineup, coming off a great series last weekend against the Illinois Fighting Illini, it's Chris Whalen. And Chris, we appreciate you taking the time to join us today. How good does it feel to be back out on the diamond?
It feels pretty amazing. Having to miss the first month because of my surgery, I have a newfound appreciation for the game a little bit, and I feel like a little kid out there again. So it feels really good being back out there.
Now, for the folks who don't know, that was Tommy John surgery. When did you suffer the injury? Because you played in overseas on the trip, the USA trip. So when did the injury occur?
Yes, I did play overseas. It happened on our pro day. I believe the date was September 29th. I remember that day pretty well. And just one of the throws from the outfield I was making towards home, and just kind of felt something uncomfortable in my arm. Nothing too serious, no severe pain or anything like that, but, something a little off. I've thrown over, 10,000 baseballs in my life probably, and, I know the feeling my arm has usually, and it just fell a little off, so I got it checked out, unfortunately. Kind of the worst-case scenario, found out I had a pretty bad tear in my UCL, so I had to undergo surgery on, I believe it was November 8th.
Obviously, Tommy John surgery has become very commonplace in baseball and in Major League Baseball with pitchers especially. What is the rehab process like for coming back from that injury and that surgery?
For me as a position player, it was a little different. The first couple of months was pretty standard, in a sling, in a brace, and just kind of working my motion back. But after that, I was kind of able to hit the ground running from a hitting standpoint. Because pitchers have to pretty much undergo a 12-month recovery, and I was fortunate enough to undergo only a 4 to 5 month recovery just because I was trying to get back to hitting. The doctors gave me a pretty quick timeline, so I was happy with that, and I thought it was the right decision to make just because I knew I'd be back for the season. It's a rigorous process. You kind of feel like you're back to square one with hitting and with your strength and with everything. So. It started off with T-work, just using my one good arm that I had and kind of getting my swing back that way and working on my hand-eye coordination again. And, taking 3 to 4 months off, without even seeing a baseball coming your way, it's a little bit challenging. And you forget that you were once pretty good at this game. It humbles you pretty much.
Talking with Hawkeye baseball standout Chris Whalen here on the program. How long was it from the time that you underwent surgery till the first time they let you pick up a bat again?
Well, I was able to pick up a small bat just with my one good arm 2 months in, and then it wasn't until 3 months after that I was able to start swinging with both hands. But that was a complicated process in order to get cleared, and because I got surgery back home in Chicago, and I was working with our team doctor, Dr. Wolf, in Iowa City, so they had to get on the same page together. And once that got figured out, kind of was able to hit the ground running that way, and was able to start swinging live in kind of a controlled setting with, some of our pitchers throwing bullpens or soft toss or whatever it may be. But, yeah, that was a tough process.
What was last season like for you? I mean, it started off, you come over from Parkland College, and you're down in the order, I think, 7 or 8, and then you move up to the leadoff spot, and you really take off from there and have an outstanding season. You go to the Big Ten tournament, you're the most outstanding player there. You go to a regional. It had to be a whirlwind.
Yeah, it was something pretty special and really something that I never really thought would happen. To be honest, I was coming in here with not too high expectations of myself. I knew I was a solid player and knew that I could hit the ball, but I didn't really know what my role on the team would be. So, I was just happy I made the starting order, happy I was playing left field, happy I was somewhere in the mix. And, once I kind of got that leadoff spot, I felt pretty comfortable and it kind of just worked with my game. I'm a guy that likes to work counts, and I'm a guy that likes to try to get on base any way possible. I like to crowd the plate, so I don't mind getting hit by those pitches and, just not really trying to do too much up there. Once I found that leadoff role, it was, everything just kind of fell into place, and I got my confidence up, and I just felt pretty comfortable up there.
Now, Alex mentioned your time at Parkland College. You actually started your college career at Bradley, then went to Parkland, then wound up at Iowa. Take us through your journey to get to Iowa City.
It's been a pretty unconventional path, to be honest, being my third school in 3 years, and not too many people get to say that. So I've got a lot of experiences under my belt. But starting off at Bradley, just kind of didn't really work out there. Unfortunately, I suffered a pretty bad arm injury, not as bad as the one I suffered now, but kind of sidelined me a little bit, and I had a redshirt there, and just kind of felt out of the mix there, and I wasn't really able to get my feet under me, and was just really looking for a change of scenery. So then my high school coach kind of linked me up with a buddy he had at Parkland, and that was kind of my only option at the time, and it was a great decision going there because it got me here. So it's been a crazy ride.
With your history of arm injuries, is it a little bit difficult playing this time of year, especially with the weather that you guys have had this season? Not only in that opening series, but then against Illinois and Champaign as well.
It has been a little bit challenging for a couple of the weekends. My arm definitely gets tighter when it's 25 degrees out or 28 degrees or whatever it may be, but. We have, at home, at least we have a really good heating system in the dugout and, in our clubhouse. So it doesn't take much for me to be able to get my arm loose. It's just those, maybe that first at bat or something like that, or during batting practice, it might just feel a little tight, but, we do a pretty good job of being able to get my arm loose and ready to go.
A lot was made of the schedule at the beginning of the season, coming out of the gate, having to play Indiana, having to play Illinois. You guys are 3-2 in the Big Ten. How have you been able to have success, especially early on this year?
Yeah, I think it has to do with our confidence. Coach Heller has been preaching to us about having confidence, and that really just starts with us and our mindset. He's not going to be able to make sure that we have it in ourselves. It's kind of just up to us as players. And after that first weekend, I think everybody knew that. The Indiana was extremely beatable, and they're 11th ranked team in the country at the time. And I don't know. I think after that first Friday game, we knew that we were right in that game, and I think it was ours to win at the time. And in the second game, we came out firing, and we showed them what we were made of, and we got that win. We honestly think we let them off the hook not being able to play that third game just because we truly believe we would have won that series. So going in with that confidence after beating a team like that, going into Illinois, we really had a full head of steam, and we didn't let it die out in Illinois. So that was huge for us.
A lot was made about not having Jake Adams this year, him heading to professional baseball, and what he did last year was absolutely amazing. But how have you guys been able to kind of take this in stride and still, quite frankly, be able to score runs at a high rate?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be almost humanly impossible to replace what Jake did, with his 29 home runs and his 70-some RBIs and, just his presence in the lineup. And other guys, Mason McCoy, too. It's going to be hard to replace what he did as well. But, I think with this group of guys, we have a little bit more talent across the board. I just think it has to go back to, the confidence aspect. Once everybody has that, that full embodied confidence and they know exactly what they can do and know exactly what they're capable of and know what this team is capable of if everybody buys in, I think that's something – that's really special. I think that we can we can go a long way with this team. But, yeah, I mean, losing Jake is tough, but I think this team has its own identity.
Iowa's Chris Whalen joining us on the program for just a few more minutes. He's over in Davenport this year playing for the River Bandits. Any chance you guys are going to get together and check out a couple of his games this summer?
Yeah, we all just heard about that and that he's going to be playing near us. So, I mean, that's something that we're definitely going to be looking into. I mean, Jake's one of our good buddies, and, you know, we're going to try to support him any way we can, and we love to see him hit the ball out of the yard. So I don't see why we wouldn't make some of those games.
What was it like to see a guy like yourself, but also Robert Nystrom, when Jake and Mason left? I think a lot of people thought this team was going to take a step forward because he was going to be in the middle of the lineup to stabilize everything.
Yeah, you know, Rob's a pretty special player himself. You know, watching him hit batting practice is a spectacle of its own. You know, it's pretty comparable to Jake. You know, he hits the ball, you know, 440 feet over the fence, and, you know, it's pretty impressive. But, yeah, I mean, Rob's been doing his job. Tyler Cropley's another guy who's been doing his job. So those two are heating up, and, you know, those guys are getting RBIs. And you know, I know that if I'm at the top of the order and I'm getting on base, then those two are bound to hit me in some way. So I think we're doing a really good job at the top of the order, and, you know, guys at the bottom of the order are doing what they got to do. And, you know, I think it's all starting to come together at the right time.
You talk about this team's confidence and what they're capable of. What do you think this team is capable of?
I think we're capable of winning a regular season Big Ten championship. I think that's our main goal right now. I mean, last year we had an incredible run in the tournament, but I think this year we're really just trying to win that regular season one. And I think that's, you know, extremely possible after coming off of those two weekend series against two of the better teams in the Big Ten and showing everybody else that we're not really afraid of them. And, you know, we're kind of here to stay, and we're here for the long haul, and, you know, we're ready to win.
Hey, Chris, before we let you go, I was taking a look at your bio earlier today. I noticed that you bowled in high school. What was your average?
Yes, I did bowl. My average my senior year was right around a 175. So that's something I pride myself on. And yeah, it's just a nice little hobby I had. I got pretty into it my junior year of high school.
When's the last time you went bowling?
I actually bowled over winter break. I had to do it left-handed because of my Tommy John surgery, but believe it or not, I did bowl at 220.
Whoa.
Wow.
So 220 with your opposite hand?
Yes.
Had you ever bowled with your opposite hand before?
It did take me a few games to kind of get the motion down. You know, it wasn't a one-and-done type deal, but, yeah, it was probably my fifth game that I was bowling with my opposite hand, and, you know, I was finding the right pocket. So, yeah, I was pretty pumped about it.
Chris Whalen, Hawkeyes in action tonight, taking on Grandview. It's Ohio State this weekend. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, they had to move it due to the weather. We appreciate you taking the time to join us. Glad you're back out on the field, and continued success to you, Chris. Thanks for joining us.
No, thank you for having me on, guys. You have a good day.
All right, Chris Whalen of the Iowa baseball program undergoing Tommy John surgery, and the recovery time much quicker for a position player than it is for a pitcher, obviously, since he suffered the injury in September, but wasted no time getting back out on the diamond for the Hawkeyes, and a big part of that 3-2 Big Ten start so far. And the toughest part of their schedule is going to be behind them for the most part, Big Ten-wise. They've already played Indiana. They've already played Illinois, Ohio State coming to town this weekend. So as much was made of that schedule at the beginning of the season for the Hawkeyes, they seem to have weathered the storm, no pun intended, especially with the cold temperatures here in eastern Iowa.
Wouldn't expect much less from a Rick Heller coach ball club, but they're playing pretty well at this point, and they have a lot of confidence. You hear it in Chris Whalen's voice. They are not afraid of the big stage. They're not afraid to set expectations for themselves. I asked the question before the season, how will they handle a season where there were some expectations for them? I think they were picked to finish third or fourth in the Big Ten, which is higher expectations than they usually have, and they don't shy away from them. And you think about Jake Adams and Mason McCoy and Robert Nystrom last year and what they did. Chris Whalen was no slouch either. He was playing. He was hitting as well as anybody at the end of that season, and I'm pretty sure he'll be a high-priced free agent in the mature league this offseason. Maybe the Rusty Nails can add him.
Well, Mark Dukes, they need a replacement for Mark in the Evergreen
I'm
League.
I'm just saying, 220 with your offhand?
I don't know what that does with your NCAA eligibility, though, because they've got the card games on the side and everything. It is Wednesday, though. Now, Caddy Smack returned on the gym class earlier today, so we're picking up the Bowling Night in America slack for them. Now, astute listeners to the program and followers of the Iowa baseball program will know that, yes, the Hawkeyes are playing Grandview right now. We had to catch up with Chris earlier today. The game started at 4 o'clock. There really was no way to set this up as if we were talking to him beforehand. I'm not a huge fan of that, not normally a practitioner of that. So we're not trying to deceive you here. That was Chris earlier today. We're going to step aside and take a quick break. When we come back, Kyle is going to have a big board update. He's going to tell you how the Hawkeyes are doing against Grandview today. Back with more after this.
Who's ready to party at the park with the Colonels? Opening day for your Cedar Rapids Colonels is Saturday, April 7th. Join us for a Saturday afternoon of Colonels baseball and enjoy fresh popcorn, jumbo hot dogs, and ice cold beverages. Remember to grab your 2018 magnet schedule at the game and mark down all the great promotions for the upcoming season. Colonels baseball is back Saturday, April 7th. Get your tickets now by visiting colonels.com for the best party in town and party at the park with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Well, he wants scores, all the scores from Boston to Chicago.
Yeah, she wants songs, all her favorite songs from Boston to Chicago.
You sing along to Little Red Corvette every single time it's on the radio.
And you still talk about the Big Red Machine.
Not as much. My teams are L.A. and Philly.
So you're an L.A. woman now.
Yeah, for baseball. And hello, Eagles all the way.
Just because they beat Brady, you are such a pretender.
Oh, Brass in Pocket, another great song.
Smart Sports on KGYM and Smart Rock on Smart FM. 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
A beer, a game of pool, and people who don't annoy you. That's all you're looking for. Just a place where you can relax, play a friendly or serious game of pool, and have a stellar mug of beer. That's TCB Pool Hall. 10 full-size pool tables you can rent by the hour, a great choice of beers, and people 21 and over who aren't trying to impress anybody. It's so normal, it's almost weird. Rack and roll at TCB Pool Hall on the Ped Mall next to Mondo Saloon in downtown Iowa City.
Every personal record you achieve makes you want to set another and another and another. That's what it feels like to be a sales consultant at Ziba 2.9, the gym, and Smart FM. As your clients' businesses continue to win, you become even more passionate about helping them. And your success is supported by a bunch of sharp, creative, love this place people. We're adding someone to our tribe right now. So if you feel the way we do about this community, about working hard, and about helping local businesses, email Steve at KZIA.com to apply.
Back to the Todd Bromelcamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Is there no limit to what he won't notice?
Welcome back in. The Angels have broken up a no-hitter with a bunt in the fifth inning. So I'm sure the baseball Twitterverse will be chiming in on that sometime soon. We've had the discussion already. The season is a week old. And we've already had the discussion about whether or not you can bunt into a shift up 7-0. And now we've got the Angels in the fifth inning breaking up a no-hitter by the Cleveland Indians using a bunt.
They're down 2-0.
It's a 2-0 game, and so it's only the fifth inning.
That person gets on. The next person hits a home run. It's a tie game. That's the end of the story there for me, but I'm sure we're going to hear about it.
By the way, for all of the Cub fans out there that are still wringing their hands over that 2-3 start this season, the Los Angeles Dodgers are getting shut out again today. They're in Arizona at Chase Field, taking on the Diamondbacks. Former Cedar Rapids Colonels pitcher Patrick Corbin, a new career-high 12 strikeouts as the Diamondbacks lead the Dodgers 3-0. So please stop talking about the Cubs and they're struggling and how terrible they are. You look at the Dodgers, also like the Cubs, one of the best teams in baseball on paper coming into the season. They're going to be there in October somehow, some way. They are struggling way worse than the Cubs are right now. They wasted a very nice outing by Clayton Kershaw the other day. Today, Alex Wood, absolutely tremendous. Patrick Corbin was better, and now that game is in the hands of what I think is one of the better bullpens in the National League, the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Mets are on top of the Phillies 4-2. That is a game has gone final. That game was on Facebook earlier today. Major League Baseball experimenting with broadcasting games, streaming games on Facebook. The Twins and the Pirates, the last undefeated team in baseball, Could they remain that way? Will they remain that way? The Twins and the Pirates getting underway at PNC Park in Pittsburgh momentarily. In the last 24 years, going back to 1994, which was the start of the wild card era, 8 of the 24 teams that were the last to lose a game wound up winning their division. So if you're a Pirates fan, maybe you feel pretty good about having that particular piece of history on your side. The
Did you just say 8 of 24?
8 of 24. So about 25% win. No, it's 33% win the division. And the average record for the last team to lose in a given season over the last 24 years, the record averages out to 87-75. So if you're a Pirates fan, you've got to be at least feel pretty good about your team's chances, even though idiots like me have been saying for months that the Pirates are going to be terrible this year, that the Reds were going to finish ahead of them. I had the Pirates finishing in dead last in the NL Central.
But still very possible.
It's still very possible because, as I said yesterday, as I said today, and I will say tomorrow, it's early. It's never too early for another Big Board update. Kyle is back with us in the studio. Hawkeyes taking on Grandview at Duane Banks Field in Iowa City today.
Iowa baseball had its start time modified again for its game with Grandview this afternoon. They got started at 4 instead of 3 at Duane Banks Field in Iowa City. Freshman Trenton Wallace got the start and gave up a home run in the second inning. Iowa did get run one back, and Iowa now trails 2-1 in the fourth. The softball team was supposed to be in action today as well, but they too have had to make some scheduling changes and had to postpone today's game against UNI. It will be made up, but no date has been announced yet. They also tweaked the upcoming weekend series with Wisconsin, moving Game 1 to Saturday to make a doubleheader beginning at 1:30, and Game 3 will still be on Sunday. I told you a little bit about this last week, but it's now become official. The United World Wrestling World Cup is going to be held at Carver Hawkeye Arena this weekend, and six-time defending champion Iran won't be in attendance because of a disagreement with United World Wrestling, and the Russians also won't be participating because of a he-said-she-said struggle over travel visas. The first state soccer rankings were released yesterday. City High's 4th in Class 3A, followed by Prairie 5th, Cedar Rapids, Washington 7th, and Iowa City West 12th. Xavier's top ranked in 2A and Marion's 5th, and in 1A it's Regina ranked 1st, Solon 4th, and Benton 10th. The Rough Riders have a game here in Cedar Rapids tonight, hosting the Madison Capitals at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena beginning at 7. There's only 5 games remaining in the season and just 4 left at home, so if you have yet to catch a game this season, get there while you still can.
We are going to talk baseball with Chris Raby of KMOX in St. Louis, the flagship station of the St. Louis Cardinals. You can hear Chris on the pre- and post-game shows. Also, if I'm not mistaken, does a little bit of St. Louis Blues coverage for KMOX. The Cardinals taking one on the chin last night in walk-off fashion to Ryan Braun and the Brewers. The rubber match of that 3-game series set for Miller Park tonight. Carlos Martinez on the mound against Yolis Chacin. Just a reminder, we have tickets to see the Counting Crows. 25 years, a celebration, September 18th at the U.S. Cellular Center. It's a Tuesday night. Those tickets, the pre-sale began yesterday. Ticketmaster.com, U.S. Cellular Center box office in downtown Cedar Rapids. Somebody's going to be taking home a pair of tickets to the Counting Crows concert coming up tonight before 7 o'clock. That'll do it for hour number one. The good news is we've still got two to go. We kick it off with a conversation with Chris next.